The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
So we have two options for you today. It was it's a choose your own adventure, you know, as we've been doing with Karen Reed, quite honestly. And as you've seen, recently, you know, Karen Reed, choose your own adventure. So we thought we could play back the audio of one of the witnesses reading off the text messages of Brian Higgins and Karen Reed, or we thought we could do a dramatic reenactment. And since you've already heard every version of this, you know, we've heard the text being read out in the first trial and this trial. Here's a new way for you to hear the drama that is the text messages between Karen Reed and Brian Higgins. Let me just get the volume adjusted here for a moment.
I'm going to need to find my inner bit. Wow.
Yeah. There we go.
Let's see. So we're two Midwesterners who are going to be trying to have Boston accents. So give us a little grace.
Yeah.
I'm from Minnesota.
It's, yeah,
so
I mean,
my
like,
R's can be really twisted.
It's like the opposite of Boston.
Yes. And I used to get teased about how I would draw out my R's. Like, I'm going to go get in my car.
Car. Gotta get in your car. I don't give my personal number to anyone. How could Carrie get my number? I'm gonna go with that. That's kind of, and I got to stay in it. Otherwise, I'm going to screw it up. So, are you ready? Do you have your script in front of you?
I do.
We're going to go through the text messages and comment as we go along. So, it starts out. This is the text messages read in court today. You tell me if they were helpful to Karen Reed or not. Again, this is the Higgins Karen Reed text string. This is the one where Karen's trying to basically cheat on John O'Keefe and make him jealous. And at some point in this, even makes up a story about the Aruba trip and says that John was hooking up with somebody else. Of course, it's BS, but it's all, you know, about her trying to be the victim. Look at me, poor me. Oh, my gosh, he was doing this, saying to his friend. I don't want to go into further details because there is no details because it didn't happen. But it's a really good example of Karen Reed's narcissistic patterns that we're seeing over and over of trying to be the victim, trying to be, oh, the process. Oh, my gosh, I'm just, yeah. And it's BS. It's a pattern of behavior. Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
I am. Right. Now, I do want to point out, these text messages are not the most coherent. They're weird.
Yeah,
they're
so we're going to read them as best as we can. This is the transcript that we got of the text messages from Google. And look, I think it transcribes some things incorrectly. I'm going to say that right now. So play along.
Yeah, we're not drunk. The text messages may have been made by drunk people, but we are not drunk.
I've only had one vodka tonic, and I haven't put a second shot in it yet. I haven't.
I have water in my water bottle. That's all I have.
This is still my only vodka tonic, and I have more of this to put in here. This is a tonic water, not another shot of vodka. And we're recording this at Friday at like 4 o'clock. So.
Yeah, so it's not 5 o'clock where we are yet.
And it's not 8 a.m. on Monday morning when you may be listening to this. So,
okay. Here we go.
Google DJ, Music FX DJ, is going to be helping us with this a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll start here. Kind of in a chill mood.
And I also want to point out, there's not punctuation in these texts.
No, there's
messages.
Not. You got to ad-lib the damn thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's hard for me because I'm a grammar person. So
you just got to roll with it. Ready? Let's roll.
I'm ready.
Let's roll. I just don't give my personal number to anyone. How would Carrie have my number?
Melissa had it. I actually don't know if Carrie does.
Just felt like everyone had added. Ha ha. I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Ha ha. So no dice on Smirnoff? I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud.
Oh, you know what?
I continue.
That was mine.
Oh, that was you. Oh, God damn it, Karen. Okay, so sometimes we're going to have double. Okay, so I'm sorry. You go ahead.
No, you're fine. I thought it was yours, too.
Well, you go. You say it again. Got to be true to the Karen.
All right. Just felt like everyone had it. Ha ha. I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Ha ha. So no dice on the Smirnoff. I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud.
Don't get carry my digits. Thought of me and everyone's grandfather. I won't give your digits to anyone.
You don't like carry?
I have no issues with carry. I just don't want her having my jack. Saving you as Karen, screwdriver, or weed whacker, need to think about it a little. Again, this is Google. This is how Google has translated this. So let's just roll with the humor of this. We're not saying this is like 1,000% factual. This is the Google Translate version of them, of Google trying to figure out what the fuck they were saying in court. So let's continue on.
All right. I'd prefer weed whacker. Best to think about nicknames we was tossing around. The idea of a short vacay with the current show, wanted to see if you were game.
You don't have to say vacation where I know they need to happen organically.
I'm the queen of nicknames. Was just gonna rent a beach house in Fort Law. Something quick and easy.
Heh! Oh, that's still you. It's wrong on this.
You sure?
Yeah, it says queen.
I'm looking. I'm the queen of nicknames. I just read that one.
I'm the queen of vacays.
Okay, all right. I'm the queen of vacays too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th through the 21st for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head.
Okay, that wasn't
it. That's him.
So he said I'm the queen of vacays too?
Yeah.
Ha, I'm the queen of vacays too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th to the 21st, for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head.
You guys should come so you claim advertisement. Jesus, is he alive? Was he from Massachusetts?
Yes, he's alive, not from Massachusetts.
We were thinking late March. I guess a guy in his group is friends with Old Dominion band Kid Rock, supposed to be there too. I have a tough time with country. I was a Kid Rock fan back in the day.
I agree, of course. You were from Brooklyn, LOL. That's how I got my street cred. Oh, no, this is... I think they mixed up where we're at. I agree, of course. You is from Brooklyn, LOL. That's how I got my street cred. Okay, go ahead.
Funny, I did know you had... I didn't know... It says, funny, I did know you had any. LOL. Oh, I want to punch people who use LOL.
Yeah.
Carrie said you tag along. No one would say that about me. How would I know? We all frequent the same watering hole. I don't know Carrie. Well, she talks about herself a lot, but I guess so does everyone.
I don't ask questions. Just makes observations, asses, and decide I'm crooked. I don't know if this is going to work.
I don't think it is going to work.
Like this
really
transcription
bad.
Just does not work. Yeah, Google cannot transcribe this, so we're going to have to find another way to do this.
Yeah, this is really painful.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to go to the actual audio of the...
Which is still just as bad.
Yes, it is. Let's go to the audio. I hope you all enjoyed that moment, because I'm like, should we stop and restart? But I'm just going to leave that there, and you can all enjoy...
I just don't give my personal number to...
Every moment of that there. Oh, okay, here we go. This is
anyone. It. How would Carrie have my number? Melissa had it. I actually don't know if Carrie does. Felt like everyone had it. Haha. I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Haha. So no dice on the Smirnoff? I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud. Don't give Carrie my digits. Thought of me and everyone's grandfather. I won't give your digits to anyone. You don't like Carrie? I have no issues with Carrie. Just don't want her having my jack.
Having her jack.
Saving what you does that Karen, even mean?
I don't know.
Screwdriver or weed whacker.
A weed whacker is real. A little.
Wow.
So some of this shit is just, we're going like, this is crazy sounding. No, it's actually what they're saying.
About nicknames.
Sounds like high school.
We were tossing around the idea of...
They sound like infants. I mean, they sound like junior higher. Like, if this is flirting in Canton, Massachusetts, holy shit, I hate to see what sex is like.
I know. It needs to happen organically. I'm the queen of nicknames. Was just going to rent a beach house in Fort Lauderdale.
I don't want to know.
Quick and easy. I'm queen of vacays too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th through the 21st, for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head. You guys should come.
It's horrible. Just the blood. One of our guys got shot in the head.
So you claim.
So matter of fact.
Advertisement.
And it looks like a Wild Jesus. West poster.
Is he alive? Mm-hmm. Was he from Massachusetts? Yes, he is alive. Not from MA. We were thinking late March. I guess the guy in his group is friends with Old Dominion band. Kid Rock's supposed to be there too. I have a tough time with country. I was a Kid Rock fan back in the day. I agree. Of course you were. From Brockton. LOL. That's how I got my street cred. Funny. I did know you had any. LOL. Carrie said you tag along. No one would say that about me. How would I know? We all frequent the same watering hole. I don't know Carrie well. She talks about herself a lot. But I guess so does everyone. I don't ask questions, just make observations, assess, and decide. I am quiet. That's a good policy. You can read most people in a few minutes. Excuse me, men's. Yep, for sure. You did go out with last night? I only had a drink and a half.
Are they drunk doing this?
That's what I'm wondering.
Lame. Why is that bad? BC, that's how much I go in there. What do you do for work? I've never had a problem going to bar/restaurant solo. I go there a little. I'm a college professor.
Wait a minute. I thought he knew her.
Solo is cool.
I was a little.
In junk previously. Oh, really?
He didn't know that she was a professor?
No.
Anna Maria, Quincy College.
She was just kind of a...
I teach afternoons and work downtown during the day. Friend of a friend. What is BHCC? University of Southern Charleston, a.k.a. Bunker Hill Community College. Oh, nice. Trust is life. Line from Good Will Hunting in the classroom at BHCC. Funny. A savant from Brockton. I'm not making fun of BHCC. My parents met at community college. Fall River writes. You're very random. How so? You just are. I don't think so. What's random? Haha. I had no idea who this was last night, for a few minutes anyways. I mean, what's random about me? I think I'm pretty predictable. How so? You must go around beeping at a lot of weed whacker then.
The fuck is there weed whacker?
Weed whackers.
I don't know.
Nope, never. It was my one-time thing. Sounds like I'm scattered and all over the place. I learned my lesson. You have your shit together. That was mortifying. I am still really sorry. Not completely, but for the most part, yes. Sure you are. One thing I don't think you were was sensitive. When was I sensitive? To the weed whacking incident.
What?
I just snapped when I think guys are being creeps. Can't help it. I'm not a creep.
Is a weed whacking
no, you're not a creep.
Graphic?
Nope. You're kind of a loner, which I used to be. Not really.
I'm gonna look I have a ton up of weed buddies, whacker.
These are 40-some year old adults, by the way.
That I am tight with. So you think you got me figured out? Circle of trust. Yeah, I said loner, not loser. I assume you know a lot of people. You never really can figure anyone out completely. Your dad died when you were young. He died in March of 2020. I am so not a loser. You won't figure me out. LOL.
Okay, at this point, I'd block your fucking number if you said
that stuff. This is so weird. Who is talking like... Apparently, these two are talking like this. Like, who's talking like this? Well, these two are. This is just... This reminds me of... And I don't know if you'll get the reference. I think some of our audience will. Have you ever played or seen Grand Theft Auto, the video game? Like the newer, like current versions, where you walk around and you just listen to people talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
you're eavesdropping.
This is like that. It's just like random NPCs as like the non-playable characters. And my daughter taught me that. Talking to each other. It's just, it goes nowhere. It has nothing to do with anything. It kind of goes up and down a little bit. Like maybe this might go somewhere. Maybe it might not. But this apparently is flirting to them.
Well, and I looked up weed whacker on Urban Dictionary. It's when you continually smack a woman in the face with your member.
Jesus, I can't.
In a circular motion like a weed whacker.
Can't
I'm
imagine
assuming
that's it.
That's not what he did.
Is that how they greet each other in Canton? Like, I got a crush on you, girl.
The whole thing is just bizarre.
I don't understand the weed whacker thing. If someone on this video in the comment section can explain the weed whacker, please do. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Stacey doesn't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, did we miss that somewhere? I mean, does it have to do with marijuana? Is that the weed part?
I don't know. I do not know. But if someone can explain it.
I don't understand these young kids.
I don't get their verbiage.
mean loner to imply friendless. I'm sorry, that's recent. It wasn't COVID, was it? Cancer. I know you date girls who don't lock the house behind them and you arrive private and observant. I'm sorry. What kind? Lung, brain, kidney, and pelvis.
What?
How do you know all these things? LOL.
Lung, brain, kidney, and
what
pelvis.
What is pelvis cancer?
Jesus. I'm sorry. We chat a lot at the hillside. Don't be sorry. Life is hard sometimes. I always figure it out. Who chats? Life is hard.
Oh, they were talking about
losing
cancer.
People
okay.
is the hardest.
I was understanding.
So I'm sorry. WeChat. That all you got, WeChat? Sure, you're from Brockton. Spit it out. You and I chatted about the girl who kept forgetting the door lock. Oh, she has been out of play for like 3 months now. Out of rotation? Nah, just out of play. I am solo, no rotation. I am not a hoe. Solo? Solo, like no rotation, or woman for that matter. Not locked down. Haha. Good for you. That's the best way to be. Yep. Has its benefits for sure. Are you working? Remotely. Oh. Tough life. Live like a queen. I just got a Saturday invite. Did you say yes? Not yet. But did respond. What did you say, Mr. Elusive? No, I just don't want to intrude on your couple's night. Haha. I am shy. We prefer to hang out with non-couples. Bob Gallery is probably coming too solo. We'll probably do cards or something at some point. Some PT.
So Karen's inviting him to come and show up with him and her and John to play cards, and she's sitting here flirting with the guy. Lovely lady.
I'm inviting you. Haha. John said, quote, Brian is being wishy-washy now, end quote. Haha. Did you tell him to text me? No. You cranky now? Haha, no. Just stop being so anti-couples. Most couples don't even like each other. Name a few. Name a few? I don't know. All of them? They all want to hang out with single people? Hmm. I need a drink. I had beer. I'm jealous. Hey, I'm trying to menu plan for Saturday, Mr. Elusive. Don't count on me. Boo. Haha. I am sure you will get over it. Just got my first drink. Where? Brick House. You tied one on last night? I was just thinking about you. Haha. Yes, 4:30 a.m. came early this morning.
There, these guys are out drinking.
That's early.
Get up at 4:30
with the Commodores.
Good Lord.
Solo. Yeah, but you're always lining up your after party. Nope,
Jesus,
not me.
Christ.
Selective. I am not a hoe. Hey, no judgment. Haha. You make me laugh. I know I'm funny. Haha. What's on your mind? Nada. Just about to start cooking. Okay. What's on yours? I'm going to a Hillside Regulars 60th tomorrow. This could be a new low for me.
Who? Detective, if I could interrupt 1 second. When there is a date that's delineated, could you just state the date out loud so the jurors follow the date progression? Starting with the next one.
I'm saying the next text message date or
yes, sir.
Date within.
Where the
yes,
above
absolutely.
Or below the bubbles.
Yep. So this screen here is Friday, January 13th at 3:33 p.m.
Thank you.
I believe I stop before Bob Clinton.
This is how these Everybody people's minds work. Him. This is like stream of consciousness.
I detest
shit.
Him. His breath smells like ass. Ew. OMG, always. His daughter and I have mutual friends. I actually don't mind him when he's socially
bad
distant.
For Bob Clinton.
I think he's friendly. Why detest? Yeesh. Talks like an ass clown. Maybe I am being too hard. He just says crazy shit.
Poor Bob
Doesn't
Clinton.
Know his audience.
You know, he smells like ass and he's crazy.
Is he different from
crazy.
Anyone else in there? Haha. His wife and daughter are cooler than he is. I like his wife. Never met the daughter. A nurse? Yes. Her fiance is a firefighter. By coincidence with people I grew up with. Crazy. Sunday, January 16th, 12:59 a.m. You're nuts.
This Foul is their ball. Children.
They
you
are.
Stink.
They are emotionally stunted.
And you're double trouble.
To your double trouble.
Are you serious or messing with me? No, I'm serious. Feeling is mutual. Is that bad? How long have...
Jesus, who the fuck talks like this? Who's not like in fourth grade? Like, if this is your dialogue with your significant other, like, there's something, you need help.
It's weird.
Like, this is like, there's something emotionally extremely stunted about all of this. These are 40-some-year-old adults.
Yeah.
I mean, if a girl started talking to me like this, like, if I was single and if I was just starting to date somebody.
Block.
I would be like, I'm good. Even if we had like plans, I'd be like, I'm good. Even if she's like really hot, I'd be like, I'm good. Like, I'm
good. Yeah. You know what? Substance is really important. And there's no depth in this conversation at all.
But neither of them seem to be capable of it. So maybe this is just a perfect like meeting of the minds of like, they're both on the same level of whatever the hell this is.
This reminds me of a discussion that you'd have with your DoorDash driver as they're trying to find where you're staying at some hotel.
If you got in
and you're
depth.
Like, I don't know. It's on 5th Street and 7th. Those are the cross streets. I don't know what else to tell you.
And then they're stuck behind a train and this is the conversation you end up having with them.
Yeah, and it's like, my wontons are getting cold. Please don't eat them. That's what it feels like.
It's weird.
How long have you thought that? Are you okay driving? You don't want to stay here? I am fine. I have an office at the PD. You didn't answer the question. Rather you stay here?
Uh-oh.
I wish. I think you're messing with me. Why do you think that? Because this is so out of left field. Where did these feelings come from?
I don't know. You've been texting
for days. I just
think
you like me. Meaning? Do you have your own kids? I have no kids. How am I like you? Hello? Aren't we alike?
So neither have kids and they're in their 40s.
So why did you get my number and reach out to me?
And nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying...
Shoot straight with me.
They're similar in that way.
I told you. I just think we're alike, right? Yes, agree. Now what? I don't know. Shouldn't you know? You like me? Yes. From jump.
It's like passing notes back and forth in third grade.
First time I saw you.
I think they were juicier in third grade.
Hillside for sure.
This is like from like the 1950s.
Do you want to go to a sock hop with me?
I don't know.
You're swell.
You're just my type. You think you can handle me? I thought you were happy.
Handle you? I think.
Do you think you can handle me? I'm so much to handle.
I think a domesticated blind cat could handle you.
Are to handle? What do you like about me? I just feel like you're from my neighborhood. Yeah, ditto.
Yeah.
No, and I think you're hot. You really think that? I have always thought that about you. What? That you're hot, smart, witty. But I didn't think you were interested. Witty. Yeah, meaning quick with a response. Tell me why you got my number and reached out to me. Just thought we were the same. From the same neighborhood. Are you afraid to say what's in your mind? On? No. Didn't I? I am glad I stopped by. I should have come earlier. Do you really live in Mansfield? Yeah, I was basically begging you. Jesus. You don't have to bed me. Beg. Huh? I will give you whatever you want.
How are you texting
right now? Ugh.
What?
Leaving me hanging. No. Kids? Kinda. How am I texting?
By the way, this is the loving girlfriend of John O'Keefe. The loving, caring, considerate, thinking about him and his feelings and emotions girlfriend of John O'Keefe, Karen Reed.
Is everyone asleep? I'm just wide awake on my phone. Yes, they are. I should have stayed, LOL. So now what? Yes, you should have. That would have been distracting. So know what? Now. Now what? What? Ball's in your court. What do you want? Loaded question. What do you want? I asked you. Nope. You initiated this.
These children.
Spit it out. Hey, we're single and we don't have kids. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, you're not in a relationship at all, Karen. You can do whatever you want, right? Just tell yourself that over and over. In fact, maybe find a way to justify it. Maybe make John the villain. If you can do that in your mind, maybe it'll be okay.
Don't you have a boyfriend? Where are you? Canton. Where? My office at the PD. Why are you going to Mansfield? Where is that? Canton PD. I have a house there. From before I reconnected with John. Oh, I feel like you're not really saying what's on your mind. Do you like me? Yes, clearly. Come over to my house.
When? Oh.
When works for you? Whoever, whenever. When works for you? I asked you first. I think you're messing with me. I'm glad you came over tonight. Me too.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think that's a break in the conversation. I'm glad you came over tonight.
Be interesting to see the timestamp.
Because there is no timestamp break there on the text.
Mm-mm.
But that doesn't...
Looks like something was deleted.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a timestamp or something was deleted. Because you go from, I think you're messing with me, and then boom, I'm glad you came over tonight. So she invites him. We have there's no visible timestamp break, which you would normally see, but suddenly it's, I'm glad you came over tonight. So I'm thinking, if we're talking chronologically and based on the terms that they are using, one would have to assume he came over that night.
Well, and go down a little bit further.
Yeah.
Ball's in your court. What do you want, Karen?
What do
you want,
Karen?
And then you looked great something.
Tonight.
Tonight.
So they did see each other. He saw her. I don't think there's any questioning that something happened there. I want you to come over. Boom. It's like suddenly the conversation picks up again, but it looks like on the text that it's just chronological. I'd love to see the fucking timestamps on that shit. Because if there's a big break, then that shows something happened. So I don't know if this is just like metaphorical cheating anymore, if we really digest what that meant right there.
It doesn't mean she's a killer, but it also means...
No, it doesn't.
I don't know. Something's weird.
It just proves a pattern. And that's what I say all along with this whole damn thing. If you can understand the pattern of behavior, you can understand the thinking of the person. And this just continues to prove the pattern of what she is and who she is and what she does.
I don't know. What do you want? You always done, do. Yeesh, really? Why? I look great? You're full of it.
So there's the classic... Oh, let me throw this out, because I want more adoration. You're full of it. Tell me again how good I look.
I think you're hot. I always have thought that.
She needs
just
that.
Just have not revealed my thoughts. I'm hot for the hillside. Low comps. Knock it off. You're hot, period. Are you glad you walked me out? Yes. Are you? Deaf.
Walked him out. So, I'm thinking they didn't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind.
Bump and grind.
They didn't see nothing wrong.
Something went down.
Yes. Are you going home tonight or tomorrow a.m.? We kissed, right? Is this a trick question? I don't know when I'm going home. I am selling my house. What a trick question. Are you moving to Canton? I am following your lead with this. I live here, but I have a property in Enfield. Why my lead? I don't want any responsibility. You started this, right? Why did you get my number and each out of me and each out to me? Still have not told me. Sorry, should I not have? I am fine with it. Just don't know why you can't answer. You're mad at me? OMG. No, not at all. You're being silly. I told you. I just think you're like me and I am attracted to you a lot. Feelings mutual. I just never saw this coming. Why? Because I just assumed you were happy with your situation. I was, but things have deteriorated. Why? How so? What did Melissa say when you asked for my number? It is very, very complicated. He and I dated when we were kids, and then his sister died and everything got fucked up. He seemed very into you. I just told Melissa that I had your number, but lost it. That's cute. She wasn't suspicious? No, she's great. Does she know you like me? She's a sweetie. We just agreed that you're great. What does that mean? I was jealous that she had your number. Look, like you're...
Jealousy!
Yeah.
Like you're hey, either jealousy. All in or you're out. Why would you be jealous? I am not attracted to her at all. I have always been attracted.
So she's already jealous of the guy that she's not even with. Or that
she's
hooking
not
up
even
with.
Seeing him.
Already jealous. Jealousy had her number. Hey, jealousy.
Wow.
Hey, jealousy. Was that Gin Blossoms?
Yes,
okay.
Attracted to you. Really? Yes. Since the first time I saw you, we would have fun. Where are you? I told you, Canton PD, my office. So are you selling your place and moving to Meadows? Yeah, but where is that? I have had all my shit here for a couple of years, and my house has been vacant, but I'd like to get closer to the water. Are you breaking up or staying together? I don't know. He hooked up with another girl on vacation. I am very close to his niece. It is a very fucked up situation. When was that? And how did you find out he hooked up? I don't want to complicate your situation. We went away for New Year's, the four of us. I put the kids to bed and found him in the lobby of our hotel, all over one of our friends. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It does matter.
Look at this. So, I made a tweet about this today already, and people may have already seen this. I did this on, we're recording this Friday, and I've already put it out there because I was watching this and I just started fuming when I saw this. So there she is. She is spinning the story of Aruba, where she claims in this version of it now, because it's convenient to her, it makes her look like a victim, it makes her look like poor me, oh my gosh, John is a bad guy. So she's spinning a story to John's friend that John cheated on her in Aruba by saying he hooked up. So, I mean, she didn't say the words, I'm cheating, but if you're saying he hooked up with somebody, I think that pretty much implies the same damn thing. And she's saying this to him as if it's fact. But in reality,
of this whole damn thing, nothing could be further from the truth. When they were in Aruba, she went down, and she, by her own admission, has talked about this.
She didn't catch them in the act. No. He was just sloppy drunk.
Yes.
And flirting.
Yes.
Now, is that appropriate behavior? No, but that doesn't mean that he was cheating on her. No.
He met a huge group of people.
Here's
on
Karen's
there.
Story.
A lot of John's friends, none of whom I knew. It was just a lot of booze, a lot of like late nights. And on New Year's Eve, I walked through the lobby to go to my and John's room, and John is in the lobby, like literally hanging on this girl who I hadn't met.
John O'Keefe had hugged a longtime friend of his sister's.
I heard very loudly his name screamed across the lobby, very angrily, and it made me stop in my tracks. I hear someone yell, "Who the f- was that?" And he said, excuse me. He said, "Calm down, that's Laura's little sister." I said, "Hi, nice to meet you." That's when Miss Reed's head snapped up, and she very loudly told me to go f- myself across the lobby. And I said, "Yeah, f- you too." She was waving her hands. Johnny was trying to calm her down.
Then I feel guilty, and I apologize to her. It was just a bad, bad trip, and that's how we started 2022. And then that rolled into the Higgins flirtation.
Oh, it rolled into the... Oh, she even incriminates herself more there. So it rolls into that because that's where she uses that to justify her behavior with Higgins. It's a get back at you thing, even though John didn't do anything. Oh, like the narcissistic playbook says you need to follow.
Wow.
Jesus.
Wow.
To the fucking T. Like I've been saying, this whole damn trial... Follow the playbook. It will explain everything she is doing. Follow the narcissist playbook. I'm serious. Study about it. You will understand this line of thinking, and as insane as it is.
Did they bang? Does that matter? Sorry. I was just asking. I was just trying to figure shit out.
Sorry, just asking. Did really they matter. Bang?
Okay. I won't ask again. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Okay. Hear you loud and clear, Karen. Oh, okay. Why are you getting your thing all twisted up over simple questions, Dong? I am not, am I? You're kind of getting defensive.
The fuck is a thong in there?
Well, he's asking if instead of are your undies in a bundle or a twist?
Oh.
Oh, no.
Thong okay. in a twist, what which is a very sexual Nothing. Thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, it is. I would hang
You're crossing
out.
A boundary there, buddy.
Oh, gee, thanks. OMG.
Can you get a reply?
What am I supposed to say? You're being tough on me. None of us is married.
Oh, there we go. Justifying True. Again.
So game on. We can say whatever we want.
Wow. There's a lot going on here.
It's still playing. It's just whatever it took him a minute.
Game on? You send mixed messages. I wish I stayed. Okay, game on then. Kinda. Can you hang? Sure. I hope you toss and turn tonight. I always do. Why? Why'd you say that? I just do. Why? Because you're fresh. No, I'm not.
Because you're fresh?
Okay. Do you always get what you want? Be sweet to me, please. I could be so sweet. I've been very sick. I had colon cancer and 10 surgeries in 18 months. I'm a wreck. I had no idea. Are you okay now? I never get what I want, just what I need. I am okay. What do you need? What need to be content? What can I do to make you happy? Haha, don't worry. I've always been very happy. You're talking riddles. Just tell me why you contacted me, huh? What's the big deal? I told you. Just think you're like me. What does that mean? Like you want to hang with me? You asked why I contacted you. Yes. Excuse me. Yeah. I did ask. We are attracted to each other, right? Reasonable question. Yes, 100%. Okay. We did kiss earlier. No? I think you initiated that. No? Yep. Do I owe you an apology?
So Karen's admitting she initiated the kiss.
Why are you being sensitive? I am not. Kinda. No. Excuse me. Never. What do you want from me? What's on the table? What do you want ideally? The real deal. Sunday, January 16th, 7:37 a.m. Doesn't exist. Haha. Sunday, January 16th, 5:53 p.m. So you like Hennessy XO? Sunday, January 16th, 7:15 p.m. I am hurting so bad. Yeah, me too. The Currens went after it again at noon today. No way. This was about 2 hours before you came over.
There's a video there, but we don't see it.
So weird.
Uh-huh. I am heading for drinks soon.
Heading
really?
For drinks
yeah.
Soon.
Tuesday, January 18th.
That's all they do.
5:09 p.m. What's on tap? Haha. What does that mean? Usually means, what are you up to? Cute. I just wrapped work. Unpacking some groceries. You? What's on tap? Also unpacking crap from my car. Anything good? Nothing on tap. Shame.
All right, we'll pause there. That's a chunk of some, I would say, probably some of the more dramatic moments in that. And just a really good example of Karen Reid's pattern of behavior. So there you go. That's her mindset when all this is going down. This is how she's valuing John O'Keefe. She's talking to another man like this. In day after day after day after day after day. Wasn't this like one little quick text string? It wasn't like a, oh, I think you're cute. I think you're cute too. And like, and then it's done. This is an ongoing thing. And this testimony literally goes on for another hour of reading texts. So you can hear it on our podcast feed. The full thing is going to be there. But not a healthy relationship, clearly. And Karen truly, I'm going to guess, not happy in it if she's being this flirty with somebody else, or she's trying to escape it because John's a good guy and she likes chaos.
Yeah.
As a lot of folks like this do. I can't, that's just my two cents.
Well, she makes a lot of references to the kids.
Yeah.
It's coming up. You know, that the kids, well, when she mentioned that, his sister died and then he ended up with the kids. So it's like the conditions of the relationship changed.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore her opinion changed.
Yeah.
And look, Karen, it sounds like she's got some buyer's remorse.
Well, and here's the deal. Look, if kids aren't for you, there is nothing wrong, Karen, with standing up and saying, okay, this situation changed. It's not what we, you know, originally were. And this is not what I really ever wanted. Then just say it.
And I mean, they're not married.
And that's up to you. You can say, I don't want to do this in my life. And there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You don't have to dive into something that you didn't expect. And I mean, it's up to you. If you feel your relationship is stronger with him and that you would want to put up with him, the kid situation that you don't like because you care about him more, then great. But if it's not that, then it's not that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just admit it. Just, okay, cool. That you saying that would be so much better than dragging along a relationship and then cheating on him and hurting him with a friend of his. And we all know she's just leading this guy on, not because she wants anything to truly do with him. It's all to like get attention and to have that fulfillment met and to hurt John.
Yeah.
Because she felt wronged because John was talking to a female when they were on vacation. And it wasn't a random chick at the bar either. It was actually a family friend that he knew. But Karen didn't know that. So that's a that's a narcissistic wound, and he's going to have to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
So enter Higgins. She's a sick puppy.
She could benefit from some serious intensive therapy for a lot of reasons.
I don't know that it would help. I don't think. Her parents must
be proud in that courtroom.
That dad, I do feel bad for him. I really do. I mean, look, at the end of the day, your bond with your kid is the strongest that there will ever be between anyone that you have. And even if your kid is Karen Reed, you're still going to have that bond there. And he's trying to be dad. And he's got to be heartbroken on the inside. And there's got to be a lot of self-talk going, Jesus freaking Christ. Like, what the hell did she do? But that's his daughter. So I do have some grace on him. And he's trying to rationalize this. He's trying to make sense of it. He's trying to deal. I mean, everyone's like, oh, he raised this monster. You know?
Yeah.
Have you been a parent? When you're saying that, have you gone through that? Because you know what? I know a lot of good parents who have a lot of kids or several kids, and some are completely balanced and wonderful, and some are out of their freaking minds.
Yep.
And it's not always a parenting. There is a lot of nature that goes into this as well. And sometimes no matter how good of a parent you are, you still get some bad apples and you get some people that just make bad decisions. And it's not really your fault. You can only hold their hand for so long. There comes a time where someone has to grow up and be accountable for their own actions and their own behaviors. And it seems Karen really hasn't done a ton of that.
No. No, she's got a lot to learn.
So,
she might have a lot of time to learn it coming up soon.
Yeah, I think she might.
Do they have self-help books in prison?
You know, they have everything. Yeah, you can get
them. Well, there you go. Free library, honey.
But you have to admit there's a problem first. Yeah, that's going to happen? No. Because that's the biggest problem with folks like this. They can't admit it themselves. They can't realize it themselves because they can't feel those feelings themselves. And that's why they don't change. And that's why it's such a frustrating thing with people who choose to stay with them, because they keep hoping something will change. They'll get better. No, they won't. They're not capable of it. That's the answer. They're just not capable of it. It's not because they're evil or this. It's just that part of their brain doesn't work. For whatever reason that may be, trauma or just how it has always been. The sooner people can understand this about human beings, the sooner we'll have less of this insane conflict going on and people going down dark roads trying to change somebody that is unchangeable. And then it leads to horrible shit like this. I don't think she's a murderer. I don't think she ever intended to kill John O'Keefe. Do I think it's very likely that she hit him? Yeah. Do I think it's very, very likely that she knew she hit him? Yeah. Do I think it's very likely that she doesn't want to be accountable? Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's capable of being accountable. Like, in her own mind. My conjecture alone, it's just opinion. This is all an opinion piece. And it's all allegations. So that's what it is. But there you go. That's Karen Reed for the week number three. We're in three, two, three. This has been feeling like
three. We're heading into three because we finished up day 13.
Jesus, week two. And that's it.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, Bev said they're ahead of schedule. So knock on wood, let's keep hoping they're ahead of schedule.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month.
Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. 5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.